我靠！
Representing Ward 1, Mark Rodriguez. Representing Ward 2, Bruce Burke.
Present.
Representing Ward 3, Lydia Hunter. Representing Ward 4, Brian Andrews, here. Representing Ward 5, Chairperson Robert Clark,
here.
And Representing Ward 6, Lois Pollock.
Here.
Chair, you do have four people who makes a quorum.
Thank you. Number one on the docket is approval of the July 5th board meetings. Has everyone had a chance to review them?
I have. And Mr. Chair, I would move that we approve these minutes with two edits in staff members and in item 4 traffic enforcement. Lieutenant Hand is actually Captain Hand with the Tucson Police Department. Other than that, the meeting minutes memorialized both as discussed and are accurate.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, then let's take it to a vote.
Ward 2, Commissioner Burke.
Approve.
Ward 4, Commissioner Andrews.
Approve.
Ward 5, Chairperson Clark.
Approve.
And Ward 6, Chairperson Pollock.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, just to alert you, I have to leave this meeting at 3:55, so I'm not sure how that affects the agenda, whether there's anything that needs a quorum for decision before then.
Item number 7, I think does need an action. Number 8 needs an action, so we can take those on the meeting.
Very well. Item 4? Definitely.
Item 3, staff update. Chairperson Clark, we do have Vivian here to give a staff update.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, Commission members. Angel is out this week, so I'll be stepping in to give a brief BSD or Business Services update. And I'm not sure, Aaron, if Angel had any follow-up items. I didn't see the minutes from the previous meeting, so I'll just let me know if there's anything that we need to follow up on that I don't have a response to today. Major things going on in business services currently. The new year is kicked off. Fiscal year 24. We are also beginning to pull fiscal year 23 numbers in preparation of the fiscal year 23 annual comprehensive financial report. So we've started pulling some preliminary numbers for the manager's office in preparation for a budget update coming up in November. Like I said, we're starting to also work with staff to begin the ACFR cycle. So we'll be coming to you hopefully November timeframe with a fiscal year 23 ACFR document. We kicked off the new fiscal year. We are meeting with departments to begin quarterly reviews on their budgets and also really target on where departments are with their investment plan items that were approved by Mayor and Council within the general fund. So looking forward to hearing how all of those plans are shaking out this fiscal year. Aside from that, I don't have any other items to bring to the commission. If anyone has questions for me.
No, I already asked it. Nobody spoke up, so I'm assuming we can just thank you for your time.
You asked them already? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I couldn't hear your question, but I don't have any.
Yeah, neither did I.
I'm letting you know that I'm not always hearing the chair.
I didn't hear anything on my end either, just so everyone's aware.
No questions from me.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Of course.
Chairperson Clark, we can take agenda item number 7 out of order if you'd like.
Please.
Virtual commissioners, would you like me to? Agenda item number 7 is the commission's fiscal year 22 annual comprehensive financial report review. I could pull that report up, or if you have it, then just leave the camera on. Does anybody need it pulled up virtually?
I've got the report.
I'm not in possession of it. I'm not clear because I'm on a vacation here in California, but I don't know whether it's necessary for me to see it, so I'd leave that to your discretion, Mr. Williams, or the chair. There are comments being made. I'm not hearing them.
The chair asked if there are any questions from the people that have the report.
Okay.
Yeah, for some reason, we can't hear you guys.
Yeah.
It's not activating the microphone.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, it's kind of faint.
Aaron's
when it started.
Yeah, Aaron's the only one that I can hear with any regularity.
Sorry, let me just try to adjust this real quick.
I can move closer if that will help.
I can hear you now, Mr. Clark. Said I can hear you now.
We're going to do a test on our side real quick.
Okay.
Speak it should. Still got just anything.
I have a copy of the reports, and aside from
should be okay.
Commissioner
could you hear the chair okay with that last sentence?
No.
We got half of it.
Mr. Andrews, can you do a test from your position?
Certainly. Having looked over the draft report, I find that it's in line with previous submittals and does reflect our efforts in reviewing the CAPR and the list of enclosures being accurate with what was provided to us.
I agree with that. I read over everything and I thought it looked fairly accurate.
So you heard me okay, Commissioner Pollack?
Yes.
Okay. Am I still in the shadows?
No, you're okay.
You're okay.
Thank you. You've read a copy of the report. Do I have a motion to submit this to Mayor and Council?
I make a motion that we submit this along with the enclosures to Mayor and Council.
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I think that's a good sign. Can we call for a vote?
Ward 2, Commissioner Burke.
Yes.
Ward 4, Commissioner Andrews.
Aye.
Ward 5, Chairperson Clark.
Aye.
Ward 6, Chairperson Pollard.
Aye.
Okay, that does pass. Chairperson Clark, item number 8 also is one that needs action, and it also gets submitted to the Mayor and the Council.
Okay. Has everyone except
now we only heard half that sentence. So
Commissioner Burke is on vacation and is in California. Has everyone else received a copy of the memorandum?
Yes.
Has anyone any suggestions or discussion on it? I have. I think that the report should indicate that the June meeting was canceled for lack of quorum, and it should be in the report.
We have it on the Chairperson Clark on the second paragraph. I disclose that the commission is directed to be monthly and did not achieve quorum in 3 months, February, April, and June. I led with that since I felt that was important, and then yes. This is the ones that we met the second year.
I'm sorry, I was reading that over swiftly, and I missed that sentence. Does anyone have any other comments on the report? Do I have a motion to submit to Mayor and Council?
I make a motion that we submit this report to Mayor and Council. It seems to accurately reflect actions taken at each of our meetings and does cover those meetings that we were unable to conduct business because of the lack of quorum.
Do I have a second?
I'll second, Bruce Burke.
Any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, I want to revisit the memo with the dates we couldn't meet or the months we couldn't meet. I'm looking at it, but I don't see, it just says we held 3 meetings out of 6 months or something. Where are you guys seeing the date at?
Commissioner Pollack, it would be in the second paragraph. It's not going to be under a subsection, but it should be the second paragraph of the actual report. So not the memo face.
Yeah. It's attachment one, the second paragraph. Yeah. Maybe it could be clear. Because it doesn't, it kind of just kind of glosses over it. We're directed to meet monthly, but due to unavailability or not achieving a quorum in February, April, and June, the meetings had to be canceled at the last minute or something. Everybody's having the same problem. And so I think we need to start. I'm supposed to be writing a letter to that effect to get one more person, but I think we need to be clear on that because they need to, these need to be clear for people reading them. And I don't really, I think it could be just a little bit worded a little bit different.
I could break it out to its own subsection where it would say, such as actions taken, information provided. I could lead with meetings canceled due to lack of quorum and bullet point out the 3 months.
Okay. Yeah. Just adding the word meetings were canceled, you know, somewhere. I think for the general public, it would, because they don't know the quorum rule. Not really. If people go back and read these meeting minutes, I mean, everybody's got the same rule with their committees and or commissions and stuff in the city, but I would say generally speaking, people don't know. That would be great if we could get an update on that.
Commissioner Andrews, you've heard the suggestion that the report be modified. Do you want to change your motion, or shall we just vote the motion as it was presented?
I'd like to restate the motion to include an edit to the report that specifically lists the months that the meetings were not held due to lack of a quorum, and perhaps even state that there continues to be one vacancy on the commission that's impacted the ability to achieve a quorum.
Yeah, I think that's a good place to put that in there.
As the second on that, I will accept that as a motion, an amendment.
Is there any further discussion? Can we have a vote on the motion as amended?
Ward 2, Commissioner Burke.
Yes.
Ward 4, Commissioner Andrews.
Aye.
Ward 5, Chairperson Clark.
Aye.
Ward 6, Commissioner Pollack.
Aye.
That did pass by voice vote. Chairperson Clark, what I would rank as the next most important one for the commission to talk about, should we run out of time today, is item number 6. What that would cover is the code and bylaws. I'll give you an overview of it, and it specifically, with a specific focus on commission considering changes to the quorum requirement. Would you like to take that one out of order?
Let's call item 6 at this point.
All right, on this one, I will share the screen so that everybody can see what I'm reading off of. All right, commissioners, Chairperson Clark, members of the commission, you should be able to see the screen or have the materials in front of you. What I wanted to discuss today is the IAPC's bylaws and the ordinance that they're organized under. So hopefully you have that material. What's on the screen right now are the ordinances, which detail out the responsibilities, the functions, the duties, what members, commissioners should have as qualifications, and then where it directs the commission then to adopt bylaws that fill in the blanks on the things that are not covered under ordinance. Under the bylaws is where all right, now your screen should show the bylaws. I want to specifically talk about today the Article
Section 3 of Article 5.
Article 5. Okay. A quorum shall consist of four authorized members. If a quorum is not met within 15 minutes after the scheduled meeting time, the meeting is canceled. There has been discussion lately with some of our other boards and mayor and council about ways to reword quorum. Robert's rules of order also have some discussion points on things that could or could not be in there. So something to consider. It seems like this section of Article 5 is where we bump into needing four of the authorized members. What some boards and commissions are leaning towards is rewording it to be a minimum of four is a way you can do that, or majority of filled positions is a different way to reword it also. So there are alternatives, or you can put in a minimum of three. Some of the downsides, so when conversation goes around having it be based on filled positions, the drawback and some of the discussion points that happen are, what if somebody resigns to influence votes, so it gets down to one or two members, which is something that's usually where the pushback comes. If you say it's based on just the active members, then there could be scenarios where you have one or two people making a decision for the commission.
Yeah, well, the other part of the bylaws, however, indicates that if there are four consecutive meetings, is four?
Yes.
Where a person is absent, so a person can't hold up the vote forever.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, some of the pushback on the piece where it's the active members. So if in this scenario, if a ward office didn't want to fill a position and held that for a long period of time, and another ward office did, maybe on purpose, because they have one member that is appointed or two members that are appointed that they like their point of view, those two members then can push things through by holding vacancies. Where some commissions lean towards is basing it on available positions is not ideal all the time. Setting a minimum sometimes is a little bit more ideal, and then basing it on filled positions has some potential downside, even though low probability.
Well, I'll lead off the discussion. I don't think that keeping absent is a way to push members, push material through. If you're not there, you can't push.
I don't think that anybody, right now, anybody who's absent probably intends anything negative to happen, but I could see how you can, how having to have a quorum of the total number is really holding us back. And I've heard the same comment from other people that their boards and commissions the meetings are being canceled. And the downside is, one downside is you've spent money getting the city people there. We're paying them. We're using up our commissioners' volunteer time all the way up to the last minute, sometimes when somebody doesn't show and then it throws the whole meeting to no meeting. So it puts out a lot of people to not be able to meet. And I personally don't think this commission is making gigantic decisions. We might be doing audits and determining where we're going to do an audit at, but I don't think we're making giant decisions that impact, hundreds of people or something. That's just my own opinion.
Anyone else have any comments at this point?
Mr. Chairman, I wonder if staff does have a recommendation. Or is this just a matter for us to decide in our discretion? I mean, I always like to get staff input if it's available.
So input on looking into it, because I knew that Mayor Council was supposed to discuss this type of issue in our meeting a couple weeks ago, but it got pushed on. Attorney's office was kind of looking at how to word things. I wanted to make sure it was on the radar of our commission. My recommendation would be, if it's allowable, if the attorney's office doesn't have any issues with rewording bylaws, that the commission consider one of the two options of either setting a minimum of quorum will consist of no less than three members, or rewording this part of the bylaws to have it be majority of appointed or filled positions.
Well, my own personal feeling is that this was originally set out to be a seven-member commission, and it was designed so that in order to fully go into the audits they ask us to do, you were required to form subcommittees. And just standing by and saying, well, we can get by with a minimum of three people, that means three people are going to have to do all of the work, including the subcommittee work. I don't really in favor of that, but that's my opinion. Anyone else have any comments?
Well, Mr. Chair, having served for, longer than one term, we never really had many issues with establishing a quorum until recently. And through some valiant efforts on our part and that of staff, we filled all but one position. The mayor's appointee remains vacant. So I know we've missed three meetings, but that in and of itself isn't really the end of the world. I do appreciate the fact that a quorum allows a majority to make decisions and rule for the commission, and that to me is kind of the highest level of integrity. It seems like, and I was just looking and I can't find it, but part of not making a quorum is when members, commissioners, don't make it to meetings, and it seems as though there's a rule about missing a certain number of meetings, and after that, you take corrective measures. I'm just not sure that we've hit such a big problem as to require any changes at the moment.
Well, if I may, it seems to me that before I joined the commission, when we were in the heart of the height of the COVID difficulties, there were whole blocks of time when the commission was unable to meet. It seems to me that the subcommittee that I was put on had not met for 6 months prior to my being assigned to. And I agree completely that there should be a majority of any commission in order to present action and make the recommendation of the commission, allowing the minority to do issue a minority report if they wish. But I would not agree with making basis to determine a quorum, whether it's less than three or just naming three. I think the commission should be in full force. And in that time, there was, as far as I'm aware, there was only one subcommittee report given. There may be things which mayor and council or the city manager would like us to look into, but probably don't have a lot of faith because we have not shown a good deal of response.
Well, I don't know about that part, because they should be asking us to look into things too, and nobody's taken initiative except for Ward 3 a couple of years ago on the code enforcement. So I don't think people are understanding what the commission does. That's part of it. We kind of need a PR campaign of sorts, because I know I've talked to my own Ward 6 representative, and I've talked also Ward 3 when I've been over there, and they just don't understand what we do. So, but I agree with you as far as the quorum goes. I think that we should probably leave it alone. However, I don't know if we can have certain things in our rules that say look, we're still going to have the business review. We're going to still have interviews that we set up with everybody, but we just wouldn't make a decision without a quorum or something. Because we, you know, so if we have to vote on a letter that goes somewhere, you know, or the audit schedule or, you know, things we did last year, all that stuff should probably be put on. But the other things, we call all these people for the next meeting. Aaron goes out, you know, and finds these different people who are going to talk to us. And then maybe, you know, then we don't have a quorum. All these people have to cancel everything. They've already, and it sometimes it happens right before the meeting. And so that's kind of ridiculous to me. You know, then you got to reschedule everybody. And then the topic gets old and then it's irrelevant after a while. So, yeah, maybe there's a happy medium there of things we could do somehow. You know, we need a quorum for decision making, or but not just to review day-to-day operations. And the other thing is that is kind of an issue or, you know, a challenge is somebody, one of the commissioners, puts something on the future agenda and then they don't show up maybe for that when it's going to be discussed. And it's like, well, what, you know, that doesn't quite show a commitment either from the commissioner. And so we all have to make sure if we put something on the agenda that we're going to be committed to showing up for it. So, and there's different reasons people don't show up, obviously. But I don't know the answer to that. But like I said, everybody's having the same problem and meetings are being canceled all over. And it's just, it is just inefficient and ineffective to operate like this.
Do you have any other comments on the issues? Any of the other commissioners want to weigh in on this?
Mr. Chairman, Bruce Burke, I guess I'm sufficiently new that I don't really know the history here. I'm wondering if it's mostly that when they're canceled, the meeting's mostly canceled because of the vacancies, and therefore it's harder to get to the four, or whether it's some other reason that people who are on the commission simply don't appear.
It was both. And okay. So prior to 2020, around 2020, 2021, there were numerous meetings that couldn't be held because we didn't have the minimum number of commissioners assigned by either the ward or the mayor's office. And so, but then after the 2021, it was after I joined, and we had four, and now we're up to six, and we don't have the commissioners showing up now. And so, you know, that's now the problem. We've got six out of seven. The mayor's office has not elected to appoint anybody. And we even had them over a couple of times to talk about that, a representative from mayor's office, but they just forgot about it, you know, basically. But so now it's the fact that just commissioners don't show up. But maybe we need more flexibility. I mean, the middle of the week, Wednesday, 3 o'clock, people might be working, you know, and so it's difficult to have it on the same day.
If I may, two things are still pending on the outside. We have supposedly a letter going directed to the mayor's office from this commission. It's supposed to be on the agenda, I believe. And I would also point out that we are in the middle of an upcoming election cycle, which obviously keeps those persons who are up for election very busy. So I'm not sure that we shouldn't table some of these issues until after the letter gets sent and we find out who is going to be sitting in the mayor's office.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have a particular objection to tabling the matter. Well, I guess what I'm searching for and don't have a clear understanding of is whether any of the changes that are being proposed would really make a difference in how we operate. And if, and in other words, if a change would at least potentially improve our chances of operating with a quorum, I'd be in favor of moving to that, but I'm not clear on whether those proposed changes would accomplish that end.
Again, I point out that the legislation that formed the commission directed that there be 7 commissioners.
Yeah.
And the bylaws should be structured so as to make that commission viable and functional. And I'm basically not in favor of a minority action. Well, this is just discussion at this point.
So, Mr. Chairman, do I understand correctly then that you're in favor of staying at 4 because that would be the quorum, that would be the majority on a 7-person board?
That's my feeling at this point, but...
Yeah, okay.
And I would like to see if there isn't something that can be done that would bring us up to full potential.
Well, that would be the letter.
Well, I've got the letter. I didn't get it out. I didn't find it in time to send it over because I had written it a long time ago. But, you know, we could also consider increasing the number of people on the commission. Now, maybe we won't get anybody, but we could increase the number, which would increase our capability.
I think we're limited by statute on that. Statute says there'll be 7 members, one from each of the council and the mayor's office. That's in the statute. We can't. I don't think we can modify that.
We looked at that. That's looking at it, but I don't know what paragraph it was.
Mr. Chair, that's in section 10A-121A composition.
Oh, okay. Code of ordinances. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, one thought would be, I mean, if you want to really put this before the council to get some action here, one thought could be to recommend that you add appointments. I'm on a commission where the city manager's office has an appointment, or up to 4, I believe, so that there is an option to have other appointments. I don't know whether that's worth the effort, but it would perhaps get the attention of mayor and council, and perhaps the mayor in particular, if there was a recommendation to change the structure due to an inability to get to a quorum, which would highlight the absence of the mayor's appointment.
Well, at this point, we have not sent the letter that we had.
Yeah, you're right.
But again, let's see. We still have the reality of the world in that there is a race for the
right.
The council, mayor and council existing. I think the letter should be sent when we, or at least we should review it and determine whether or not would be sent.
Right. And I've got about 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm hearing that it's probably better to table this matter or to have it returned to another agenda. And then if you table it, you could do it to be brought back by a request from the next board meeting. And then let's get to the letter and get that out.
Do I have a motion to table?
So move.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, I'll have the letter out by tomorrow. I'll send it to Aaron and he can send it. You know, the other thing we need to do is we need to present it at all the audience at mayor and council meeting. These letters are going in their inbox and they're not doing anything with them.
Mr. Chair. Commissioner Pollack, too, that you're working on this letter to the mayor, it's interesting that in the set of documents that I received from the city clerk's office, in the section about the IAPC ordinance, there was actually a memorandum written by Regina Romero, Council Member Ward 1. And at that time, Council Member Romero, in her next to the last paragraph, stresses the importance of the mayor and council having a truly independent and agile commission working to review fiscal issues on behalf of the city. It would be very nice to attach this as part of the letter to her about the vacant position on this commission.
If I can interrupt, because I think we may be creating a quorum problem. The motion before us, the table is. That's what the motion.
Sure, and then there was discussion. So.
Yeah.
I'll call the question.
Calling
you
call the question.
Yeah. Second that.
Any opposition to calling the question?
What? Now, could you just clarify? I mean, I'm not picking up on that. Call the question.
Well, it just means that we should take a vote to table.
Okay. I don't read Robert's rules.
That's all right.
Call the roll.
Commissioner Burke, Ward 2.
Yes, table.
Commissioner Andrews, Ward 4.
Aye.
Chairperson Clark, Ward 5.
Aye.
Chairperson Pollack, Ward 6.
Yes.
All right, that does pass. Table.
Is there anything else we need to talk about in the 5 minutes remaining before we lose quorum?
Well, your discussion's already kind of right there on the status of the letter. The other thing that does usually need action of the commission is the approval of the annual audit plan, which is a quick one. So whichever you want to do, we can try to see if we can get both before.
I was a little confused. I have two documents for the audit plan. I'm a little confused on that.
Yes. The one I sent out that says annual audit plan for fiscal year 2023 without the fourth quarter update is a misprint. So for number 5, it should be for 2024. This is one that has the, this would be agenda item number 5, which is the plan for the upcoming fiscal year. I can go over that real quick if you'd like to do that agenda item.
Can we do that?
Yes. All right. Let's see. All right. So, Chairperson Clark, members of the commission, agenda item number 5 is the approval of the fiscal year audit plan for fiscal year 2024, which is started last month. Since we didn't meet last month, this item got pushed. I'll go over it super fast. So as in previous years, what the audit plan is internal audit schedules out the hours that we have based on the staff that occupy this office, and then 3 areas that we can choose projects from, and that kind of dictates how we what we choose to look at during the year. This year, it's just me. That might change during the fiscal year, but I base this on our current status. Based on having 1 full-time employee, the consultant services piece would be allocated roughly 725 hours. Commission support would be 500 hours. Assurance services would be 550 hours. That totals hours of staff time, the 1,775. There's a buffer in there for non-internal audit duties that I might perform. The consultant services, you'll see a breakdown of what that means. We tend, in modern day theory on audit and accounting services, consultant services do kind of take a little bit of a lead. It's ways to get ahead of problems instead of the traditional approach of looking at things after the fact. So our consultant services does hold a little bit more of our time. That's where we're giving support to departments as things occur, providing guidance and best practices. then the commission support should be familiar with. That's the time it takes to run the meetings, coordinate, and all that stuff. Assurance services are what you might think of as more traditional audited work. That's where we'll be going out looking at cash accounts or compliance with contracts or fixed assets or purchase cards or the traditional things where we look at stuff that has happened and report on it. That's my quick rundown of the audit plan.
Does the audit plan require approval of the commission?
It normally does, and then it gets submitted to mayor and council.
Does anyone have any comment on the information that was provided by Aaron?
I read through it. I thought it looked fine.
I'm good with it.
Motion?
I move the commission approve the audit plan.
Second.
Do I have a second?
Second. From Bruce.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, let's have a roll call.
Ward 2, Commissioner Burke?
Yes.
Ward 4, Commissioner Andrews?
Aye.
Ward 5, Chairperson Clark?
Aye.
Ward 6, Chairperson Pollack?
Aye.
That passed on voice vote.
Commissioner Burke, I think we're going to lose you in about a minute.
Yes, or two. If there's anything else that can be quickly handled, I'd be glad to hang around for another minute or two. I've got a 4 o'clock Zoom and I probably need a minute to set up, but that's where I am.
Since the commission is already around the subject of the letter, do you want to take agenda item number 9, which is the Chairperson Clark will lead a discussion on the status of the draft letter concerning condition vacancies in there.
All right, let's do that. Commissioner Pollack, will you be submitting a draft to the commission for action?
Yeah, I'll send it over to Aaron by tomorrow.
Very well, and let's put that on the agenda to review that at the next meeting.
And how we're going to present it, probably.
Mr. Chair, I just wonder if any of the other members of the commission would be interested in attaching this memorandum from the advent of the commission back in.
Yeah, please send that to Aaron to send out. I don't have anything like that.
We will review the letter at the next meeting.
Well, can't we see it so I can use it as part of the letter instead of waiting for another month?
Commissioner Andrews, can you make a copy of that and send it to Aaron?
Certainly. Thank you. Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just as one member, I would have no objection to Commissioner Pollack including that reference or by attachment. I mean, I don't know that that needs our approval. She's been authorized to write the letter, yes?
Right. We'll review the letter and at the next meeting. When there's adequate time to review it.
All right.
Commissioner, thank you.
With your permission, Mr. Chairman, I will close out my participation here.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and take care. Stay out of the heat, everyone.
Yeah, have a good trip.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fellow commissioners, I believe we're now lacking a quorum.
We are.
Motion is the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for attending.
Bye.